Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Then we have holy matrimony. Okay. So the time has come for the bride to enter into the holiness of God, where she is seated behind the veil. Okay. See, behind the veil, the enemy is not going to touch you. For it is here. Now, this is something the Lord gave me. He said, it's here where he will teach his bride. There's no struggle or striving to learn. It's like you're really in the presence of the Lord. And I think a lot of times how the Lord teaches me is during the night season. Okay, during the day you're busy. And at night, he takes you to this place which is behind the veil, where it's like your mind is just given over to him and all the busyness of the day, and he teaches me. Okay, and then also he says, she will know the Holy Spirit and enter into the Holy of Holies to be one with him. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about the bridal veil, if we're still okay. It represents the purity of the bride's heart, which is hidden. Isn't that neat? See, I think as people see us, you know, the bride coming forth, there's a real separation. Even in, you can see it in the church. There's a lot of carnality in the church worldwide. And some people just go there because it's the right thing to do. And I don't think they really gain anything. They don't, you know, interact. They don't do anything except take up a seat, okay? But they go to church. You know, they look good on the roll, all right? But the bride, I mean, she's been pressing in. She does the work of, takes on the attributes of the Holy Spirit, okay, and has the nature of Jesus Christ. So that love, that purity is hidden in her heart. It also, so the veil represents a virginity that's forbidden until the wedding night. And, you know, if you think about Isaac and Rebecca, you know, the first thing she did when she got off that camel was she put a veil on her face. She knew she was his bride, but he wouldn't be able to see her until he would remove it, you know, when they were married. So that's Genesis 24:64-66. The Jewish tradition, the veil covers her face completely until the end of the wedding ceremony when they are legally married. Then the groom lifts the veil as a way of consummating their marriage. See, and that's what, when Jesus said to me, this is over 2 years ago now, he's coming to lift the veil off the bride of Christ. That's why he had me start Daughters of the Dawn. Okay. In that act of unveiling, it's usually just before he kissed the bride, okay? He has to take that veil off, all right? And that's really, in their tradition, it's their consummating of their marriage vows. Okay, now the last thing I want to share about, I think it's the last thing, is the groom, the beloved. We're still okay? Okay, so the Lord is coming to lift the veil off of the face of his bride. His beloved, who has been faithful to him, preparing herself for his return. He's been faithful to continuously intercede for her while she prepares herself in holiness, faithfulness, truth, and love. Like the bridegroom in Song of Solomon, chapter 4, he anticipates the loveliness of the Shulamite behind the veil. See, I think he has a real expectation of, like, what is it going to be like to have my bride? He's as excited for us as we are for him, maybe even more excited. He's waited longer than we have, right? So, but he wants that face-to-face encounters with his beloved as he lifts the veil and she enters into the presence behind the veil. So there's a dimension we have not yet attained. And I believe like Moses, you know, he met with God face-to-face and the glory rested upon him. That is what the Lord is wanting us to do, okay? And can't really say, you know, some things that the Lord has given me years and years ago, but I know it's like there's such an anticipation in me. I go to bed every night with an expectation of a visitation from the Lord, you know, whether it's going to be that he shows me something in a dream or he speaks to me or he gives me a knowing or an understanding. But I have anticipation like, Lord, what are you going to do tonight? You know, this is just exciting. So it's the unveiling of his bride as she comes to him and he's going to breathe new life into her. And I think this is something like we haven't seen before. The Samuel anointing, I'm going to say this, I think part of it has to do with that. Bob said that there was seven years when he walked in that Samuel anointing. He said, every word that I spoke, it came to pass right then. Okay, there was no delay. And that's something the Lord has showed me recently. There's no delay because when he speaks, that's why I said we've had to get rid of all of our fleshly stuff, because when he speaks, it's going to be, he's speaking through us. He still needs a vessel to work through. So he speaks through us. When we release that word in power, it's going to take place. All right. So that's what Bob said. He saw many people get saved and people healed. And he said he just, you know, it's like he couldn't miss. All right. So we really need to have clean vessels, pure, holy unto the Lord. And it may consider a lot of sacrifice. And I'm not talking about fasting, but I'm saying there's a lot of things that we need to probably give up. Lord has me on my little fast right now, two things I like a lot. And he said, no. So I'm like, well, okay. And it hasn't bothered me at all because his grace is there. Okay. So Lord said he's unveiling the bride to take her by the hand into holy matrimony.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.